This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today hailed the advancement in India's space sector. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Mr. Modi said that the youth of the nation has benefited greatly by the reforms in the space sector. The Prime Minister emphasized the significance of the National Space Day celebration on the 23rd of this month, marking the success of Chandrayaan 3 mission.
21st sadi ke Bharat mein kitna hi kuch aisa ho raha hai jo viksit Bharat ki neev majboot kar raha hai. जैसे इस 23 अगस्त को ही हम सब देशवासियों ने पहला नेशनल स्पेस डे मनाया. मुझे विश्वास है कि आप सब ने इस दिन को सेलिब्रेट किया होगा, एक बार फिर चंद्रयान 3 की सफलता का जश्न मनाया होगा. साथियों, देश के युवाओं को स्पेस सेक्टर रिफॉर्म से भी काफी फायदा हुआ है.
ड्यूरिंग द प्रोग्राम प्राइम मिनिस्टर मोदी ऑल्सो इंटरेक्टेड विद अ टीम फ्रॉम स्पेस टेक स्टार्टअप गैलेक्स आई विच वॉज लॉन्च बाय द एलुमनाई ऑफ आईआईटी मद्रास. द प्राइम मिनिस्टर सेड दैट द स्पेस इकोसिस्टम इज बिकमिंग वाइब्रेंट. इन हिज लेटेस्ट मंथली ब्रॉडकास्ट द प्राइम मिनिस्टर रिफ्लेक्टेड ऑन हिज इंडिपेंडेंस डे स्पीच दिस ईयर फ्रॉम रेड फोर्ट, अपीलिंग टू 1 lakh यूथ फ्रॉम नॉन पोलिटिकल बैकग्राउंड टू कनेक्ट विद द पोलिटिकल सिस्टम. ही सेड इट हैज गार्नर्ड अ ट्रिमेंडस रिस्पॉन्स एंड अ लार्ज नंबर ऑफ यूथ आर eagerly ready to enter politics. Prime Minister Modi today distributed certificates to 11 lakh new Lakhpati Didis during an event at Jalgaon in Maharashtra. Mr. Modi also felicitated these Lakhpati Didis who recently became Lakhpati during the third term of the NDA government. The Prime Minister also interacted with them. These Lakhpati Didis are earning more than 1 lakh rupees per annum. During the program, Mr. Modi released a revolving fund, Community Investment Fund of 2,500 crore rupees, which will benefit about 48 lakh members of 4,03,000 self-help groups, SHGs. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister said, in the last 10 years, 1 crore women became Lakhpati Didis, and in only 2 months, another 11 lakh Lakhpati Didis were added. Mr. Modi will also inaugurate the Rajasthan High Court Museum. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has chaired a bilateral meeting on US-India civil nuclear commerce in New Delhi. The Ministry of Science and Technology today said that the meeting highlighted the deepening cooperation between the two nations in critical areas including science, technology and clean energy. During the meeting, Dr. Singh announced that an Indian astronaut from the Gaganyaan mission is set to join the International Space Station, marking a significant milestone in Indo-US space collaboration. He emphasized the importance of this partnership in securing global supply chains, especially in sectors like semiconductors, pharmaceuticals and clean energy technologies. CBI has visited 15 places this morning in connection with the financial irregularities at R.G. Kar Medical College and Hospital case in Kolkata. A team of CBI is interrogating former principal of R.G. Kar, Dr. Sandeep Ghosh, at his residence. CBI team is accompanied with central team and Kolkata police. Another team of CBI is at R.G. Kar College to question the new principal and the new vice principal. Besides, teams of CBI are interrogating R.G. Kar professor Dr. Debashish Som, former medical superintendent, and vice principal Dr. Sanjay Vashisht and medical supplier Biplab Singh at their respective residences. Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant declared a 48-hour nationwide state of emergency this morning after their military launched preemptive strikes against Hezbollah in Lebanon. The emergency measure, effective from this morning, aims to empower the Israeli Defense Forces to implement crucial directives, including restrictions on public gatherings and the closure of vulnerable sites. The decision comes in response to a significant escalation of hostilities, with Hezbollah claiming responsibility for firing over 320 rockets and several explosive-laden drones at northern Israel. And in badminton, India's Tanvi Patri clinched the Under-15 girls singles title at the Asia Under-17 and Under-15 Junior Championships at Chengdu in China today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.